Okay, there we go.
We're live.
Are you crying?
No. Oh. I'm just playing football. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Mac.
It's Ray.
Did we get that bit?
Yep. We got the bit of you asking your wife if she's crying. Fiance.
I don't know, just the way the light was hitting her, the glasses. Kind of hard to tell sometimes. Just to be sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I'm joking.
I'm not going to say that. Michael's here, too.
I love that you waited to be last and you could have just said it.
No, I gotta be memorable.
Can't be tall, we just gotta stand out.
How's everybody doing?
This is why there's so many small t-shirts downstairs.
Yep.
You guys make the short people feel unwelcome. They don't buy merch.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a long weekend.
Long, yeah, long it has week. Been.
Yeah. We got a new roommate.
We did. We have a street cat again.
His name is Mac.
His name is Mac. Not to be confused with Mac.
I'm his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my cat this week.
A little.
That's true.
Completely unrelated incident.
Completely unrelated. Yep. We also had Driven this weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
How was that? You want to talk about Driven?
It sucked.
Yeah.
I was waiting until after the 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I double checked last podcast what we could say about Driven.
Both, yeah, both attendance of showgoers, spectators, that's the word I'm looking for, and also cars that showed up.
Yeah, you said there was a lot of empty space. A
lot of empty space upstairs. Toyota didn't show up. And I think
Nissan
was one of
the sponsors.
Yeah, Nissan might have.
Oh, like
there was,
sponsors.
There was
that.
At least one or two booths that didn't show up, and then a good amount of car spaces.
Isn't
were
Toyota like there
across the mall?
Like,
yes,
through the doors.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, their name wasn't on anything, but they're on the awards.
No,
so there was like a Nissan logo.
Yeah, it was West End Nissan.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And it was the same cars.
Not true. There was
blue,
a Cobalt
made
with a subwoofer this
that's
year.
That's true, there was a
oh,
Cobalt
shit
with a subwoofer.
I heard there was a Hyundai that got into a fight with one of the...
Oh, yeah. That was one of the most exciting things that happened all day. Some random guy. I think it was a Hyundai. Was it a Hyundai?
I don't remember.
Honey is talking on the podcast again. I think it was a Hyundai. Random dude just drove right in, was fucking ripping. And this was like before the show opened, obviously. There was no people around. So he drove in through the roll-in gate and then just was like ripping. And somebody stopped him. One of the staff members stopped him and was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he just got out of his car and was like getting in the dude's face. Like, "Who do you think you are? Who are you?" Were people running a show here? Like, kind of. And I wasn't close enough to hear everything going on, but he was real mad, and then he had a hissy fit, and he got in his car, and then laid on the horn for a solid, like, 2 minutes, at least.
Sick.
Sitting there, just laying on the horn. And so Spenny took the megaphone we had with us, and then started playing Pink Pony Club on his phone through the megaphone, and got, like, right up into the dude's car, and was just playing Pink Pony Club in his face, and it was really funny.
Hell
it
yeah.
It was incredible.
It was pure comedy.
Pure, pure comedy. Yeah.
Did anything notable happen at the show?
We won. Wyatt won best in show Miata. Or, sorry, Mazda. Was there another Mazda award? Or did they just do one?
Yeah, I think they do best in class and best Miata.
No. They do best in class, best in show. Oh.
Which I still don't really understand.
Don't know
the
difference at all. But Wyatt won one of those awards.
Perfect.
So congratulations to Wyatt. Well deserved.
Yeah,
Frank won award.
Yeah, Frank won best in show.
Frank won Driven.
Yeah, he kind of won Driven. And he wasn't even in the crowd to accept his award when it happened.
Because he was buying,
a hoodie for a friend.
So that's so Frank.
So Frank. And then Derek Harbach, who was boothing with us, he also won one of the best Toyota awards and then won best engine bay as well.
Yes.
Nice.
Good for him. Yeah. Also, congratulations and well deserved.
Yep.
There was one. There was one more. Oh, Marco won.
Oh yeah, Marco won as well. Marco won one of the judges' choices awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah. Wyatt and Marco both won the same awards last year.
Shit.
Yeah. So. Two in a row.
Cleaning up.
I think we're gonna leave it there. I don't think we're gonna do it next year.
No.
Yeah.
No, for a new
really
venue next year. New
not
venue.
Worth it.
New venue.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe if they change the venue, I would maybe give them a shot again.
Last
but
time
the
they
mall,
announced a new venue, it was just the parking lot on the other side of the mall.
Yeah, because we were at that Driven as Tree Cats, the bad one.
Yeah.
And then the one after that. I have been in Edmonton Driven for the last like 5 years, 4 years.
Yeah, you have.
Which is kind of crazy. And like
I'm
actively boosting in it, not just...
Anywhere.
And it was, it's getting worse for sure. That was the worst attendance and cars-wise Driven I've ever been a part of.
No, I would say the first one we went to was the worst.
That one was bad.
No,
it was
yeah,
happening.
It was bad for a lot of reasons, but I didn't... There was a lot of cars.
Yeah.
I do remember the parking lot being pretty fucking full.
Yeah.
And spectators-wise, I remember there being a lot, just not in our row because we didn't have...
The lights.
Lights. Our row of cars was completely dark.
If any bigwigs are listening to this, bring back the McEwen Underground Parking Garage for Driven, please.
Sure. Do that. Literally anything else, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just
start with just listening.
At WEM. And, yeah, just kind of listen.
It's just like, has there ever been a year where it's even been, like, somewhat okay? Because, like, that year... The lights were burnt out, and they didn't sweep, I believe. Was that the dusty year?
Yeah.
And there was construction,
year.
Like, right there.
Like, right
there.
Yeah, you had to, like, drive through the construction to get into the show.
Cars couldn't go up ramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ramp is pretty steep for
some
cars there.
Yeah, for a stand show.
For the rollout, yeah.
As an Edmonton local, pre-COVID, Driven was awesome to go to. They had, like, good spots, and then COVID happened, and then they did, like a live video tour kind of for one, maybe 2 years. And then after that,
I'm so glad we didn't know Driven at that point.
I think they jumped straight into the West Edmonton Mall one. Everybody was very upset about that location, and they had said, we heard your guys' complaints. And then the next year they're like, guys, big news, whole new venue. And then they announced it, and it was just the other side of the mall.
Yeah.
And people were upset about that.
I'll give them credit, it's a better parking lot than the other one.
Still not a good venue.
Still not great, no. I think if it wasn't part of the mall, it would be better. Like, aesthetically, it's a good idea that there's both a top floor and a bottom floor. But it just doesn't...
It's windy every year.
Yeah.
But it's all, yeah, it's
like
always windy
as shit. In 2023, when we went as Street Cats, we... quote, got lucky by being, like, on the bottom.
Which was considered non-premium. This year, being on the bottom floor near where we were was considered a premium spot.
Yeah, because your shit's not going to blow away.
Exactly.
And it smells like piss.
It
smells like piss all the time.
The whole time, even though the car show is happening there, like, it does just feel like I'm walking around the West Edmonton Mall parking garage.
Yeah.
It's hard to get past that.
Yes.
The only benefit of it is, like, car shows suck to be at all day. Like, that's
like,
no mystery. So you can go in.
To do,
you can go to the mall, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
So.
I don't really care.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm pretty over car shows as well, for the most part.
I mean, like, as SoCoop, we have been as of today. So yesterday for you guys.
Yeah, yesterday.
We have been putting a plan together to actually be in attendance in the world.
Yeah.
Rather than just doing podcasts.
Yep.
Coming out of our cage.
But we won't be doing Driven.
No. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
Bridge burned.
It's not worth it. If you do have events going on and you would like to see us there, we'd probably like to be there, so let us know.
It's also just like so... expensive. Like,
so expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah, like, to put it in perspective, we have never, ever, made money or even got close to breaking even.
We broke even with Triple S last year.
Yeah.
That was the best we've ever done, and it took a fat discount because we were partnered with Vibrant.
Yeah.
Vibrant for Driven.
Yeah.
And we broke even, and that was it.
Our
like
best as Street Cats, our best Driven revenue covered, like, I think the entry cost of the booth, not including, like, I don't even think it was that much. And that wasn't including, like, travel expenses, merchandise, like, we made no profit. Like, we still lost money.
It would definitely be just nice overall to feel, like, a lot more support from the organizers, because you've got lots of small groups who want to set up a booth, which is expensive for them. I think it goes up for every car you have in there, which is now you've got, like, people paying right out of pocket to have their car shown. And then you've got, especially right now, like, at $25 a ticket, and you want to bring your kids, you could easily be looking at, like, $70
or just to attend,
$100
yeah.
for a family outing. And so the fact that, like, the venue sucks and there's not great supporter communication.
Just don't charge at
the
door. I don't. Yeah. If you're going to charge booth to booth, don't charge at the door.
Yeah, or even make it
you,
just like...
You get one revenue stream from a show, and you get to pick one. That's just...
I mean, like, if you made it, like, pocket change, like, $5.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna charge, make it $5. Like, I get it, it's an expensive thing to do, but...
Especially at the...
When you're at the level of Driven, you have sponsors to cover that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the one paying for the venue. That should be where the sponsor dollars are going. Mm-hmm.
Especially on an outside venue where you just put up gates.
Yeah. There's a
like
lot.
The Olympic Oval in Calgary.
Also,
is one
personal
thing.
Grave. We asked for power every single Driven we ever went to was Street Cats. I didn't with Triple S because we didn't need it, but we asked for power at every single one we ever went to. We never got power. We always had to ask for it again.
It was like, always a nightmare.
It was always a nightmare.
Like, on the day of, it was always like.
We ordered
months,
power.
Yeah, months before, they would send out an email being like, hey, if anybody needs, like, a power hookup at their booth, respond to this email and pay us an extra $100 just to run an extension cord to your booth from this generator that you're sharing with six other people. And we would respond to the email, order the power, pay the money, and then show up the day of, and they would be like, here's your booth spot. And we'd roll up and be like, where's the power hookup? And they'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'd have to pull up the emails and be like, I have receipts. Like, I
have it printed out.
I spent money to have an extension cord hooked up here, and you guys didn't even do that. And they're like, well, there's a generator over there. Like, you can use that, I guess. I don't fucking know.
It's yeah.
Like, cool. Thanks, guys.
And Gabe had to start the generator that one
time. Yeah, the last time we did the Edmonton Driven show
at
Street Cats. Gabe went and started the generator, and I don't even think it was Driven's generator. I think it was someone else's.
I don't know where that
was,
came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Next year we'll have Gabe on a hamster wheel hooked up.
Like, another thing that I don't get is that they don't work with, like, a hotel or anything to get, like, discounts for, like, people coming out of town.
That's what I mean, no support from them.
Yeah, like, they don't, like, you know, like, if you...
The shit that we did for them.
Yeah.
To go to their stupid fucking shows.
Yeah, when
they begged
us to go to Vancouver.
Oh my god.
Begged us. And
Every time.
We were humming and ahhing about it, and we went, and it was awful. Like, we were all so miserable in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like, the B&B was quite nice.
I had a good time.
And the best part of the show is your hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we
wasn't
like,
even that good of a B&B either.
No.
The road was horrible.
The best part was the water zoo.
You're right. We did go to the water zoo. I missed the trips.
The trips were always fun.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Driven.
I forgot about the water zoo.
How could you forget about the water zoo? I have a keychain and a mug.
I blocked that out for other reasons.
You still have your otter, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe Edmonton just sucks.
There's so much potential here.
No, because all of our Edmonton trips were also stray gas.
Yeah, they were
like,
they were so fun we decided to move here.
Oh, I thought it was for me.
We were
still beefing back then.
Yeah.
We were the enemy.
Yeah.
don't know.
Have the turntables.
I feel like it could be so much better. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Do better. Drive your fucking cars. Sick of that.
Mm-hmm.
Drive
my,
your fucking cars.
Here's my car that hasn't been out of the garage since last year's driven.
Wrong. No. Fuck that. I want you to drive your fucking car.
But one of the highlights, we did see Frank this weekend.
We did
True,
see
we
Frank.
We did see Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Did we do a podcast with him? Sure didn't.
No.
It was nice
no.
to meet you, Frank. You're a lovely
we're
guy.
We're not quite ready for that level of guest yet.
And we got to work up to it.
That's like when you like have a hot girlfriend and you're scared to introduce her to your friends.
Oh. That burp was brought to you by my not girlfriend. Nah, that joke didn't work at all.
What the
Never fuck? Mind.
What?
Never mind.
So if you're wondering who Frank is.
Frank and Bean.
He's a legend.r7.
Legends.r7, I think.
Okay, one of the two.
On Instagram.
Yes,
he
on Instagram.
Also runs 3310.
Making a comeback, I think.
Did we ask him about that at all?
Yeah,
he's
kind of, it's like a soft relaunch kind of thing. He's not overly sure yet, so keep an eye on it.
But his car is very cool and it won Best of Show.
Yes,
yeah.
It's well deserved.
I'm sure we talked
yes,
about him
well
before
deserved.
On the podcast.
Definitely. Yeah. It's
we, we met him at the first ever driven that we went to.
The Liberty Walk kit?
No,
it was
Rockabunny, sorry. Yes.
As a farm or rotary owner, I do enjoy his build, so.
The LS powered RX-7?
Yeah.
That is what a rotary owner would say, actually.
Former
rotary owner.
Did I mention I had an RX-7 once, guys?
Yes.
Yep.
Did that
come up yet?
Yes.
Yep.
That has come up a lot. LS swapped. It's done to the nines.
I'm
gorgeous,
sure.
Gorgeous, gorgeous car.
We'll have him on the podcast sometime, and
yes.
he can break it down.
So well done.
A plus, dude.
So
A
well
plus,
done.
Dude.
So well done.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
He's got a gauge cluster worth more than my entire build.
Yep. Yep.
Gorgeous.
Most 25 looking 40 year old on the planet.
Yep.
Oh, he's gonna be so mad that you just outed him.
Babyface Frank.
I'm just
Frank.
Saying that for posterity, so then 2 years from now when we hang out again, I'm not like, wait, how old are you?
No, we do that bit every time with him.
Every
it's
time.
It's so funny. It winds him right up.
I genuinely keep forgetting. The longer he stays away from me, the younger he gets.
I always think he's the same age as me.
That he's what?
Same age as me.
No, he's much older.
I know.
Like, so much older.
So much older.
Thank you.
You're welcome, you old man.
I am a very old man.
Jovi told me he'd be lost without me today.
Aww. Okay.
I know, it's so cute.
Shut the fuck up.
You did say that!
Yeah.
Pretty much in those words, too.
Okay, yeah, whatever. I wasn't for everybody to know.
Okay, so
oh my
car
God.
Headlines.
So, car news.
Hey, it's Pride Month. Let them have this.
Nissan Stellantis supplier Marelli considers filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh.
Yeah, Nissan's been not doing very good recently.
Recently? They haven't done anything good since the 370Z.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the R35 GTR has not changed.
What did you say?
Just bite my tongue there.
What were you going to say?
Z31 is the last thing I'd enjoy.
Dude, the S chassis was so good.
Yeah.
You're so fucking wrong. Of course.
The inferior 240. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you're such a fucking Volvo owner. Oh my God.
Do you
want
to talk about your car then?
My car caught fire today.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, me and Cole, we asked for his help today, and he walked in and just started fabbing up my new exhaust for me, so we did that a little early. And then, due to unfortunate circumstances, had to leave the shop I was working in, and we did not have an exhaust on the car, but we needed to finish it, so I thought it'd be safe to drive home with just open turbo and... Did a pull, shot a fireball,
Now I got no more wiring harness in the car.
Yep. Yep, you did do that.
But, in fun news, when I turn my headlights on, my wipers turn on.
Perfect.
Sick.
Sounds like Mac wired in
a
horn button.
I was literally
just
going to say, yeah. That sounds like something I would make happen.
Well, that's
was
fun.
That before or after the fireball?
That was because of the fireball.
Sick.
Yes.
Related to the podcast, I now have a hood on the Volvo, so I can be Hood Scoop.
Sick.
You have a Hood Scoop on the thing?
I can.
Yeah, you can. Okay, back to my original question, though. Do you think no hood is a Hood Scoop?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
see,
actually, I have proof.
I'm
because
right.
The car would not run with the hood on today. We put the hood on because I didn't want to get pulled over because it was very, very loud. I was get rid of one thing. And it would not run. It ran like shit. And then we'd pull over and we'd pop the hood open and try to diagnose it. And then the car would start running fine. And we'd close the hood and the engine would stall. And then we're like, what the fuck is going on? And Cole is like, it's related to your hood. And I'm like, that's not possible. I'm like, that's
it's just bolted on. It's not
like, that's
plugged
just
up
not,
to anything.
That's just not how cars work. And we eventually realized my air filter was so dirty that it does not suck in enough air with the hood installed. So we cleaned the air filter and it was fine after that.
There you go.
So yes, no hood improves car performance.
Do you think you're
so
going to make
good.
Less boost now that you have a hood?
My air screw fell out yesterday, so I make 4 pounds of boost now. So
have you not put a new screw in it?
Nope.
And the S13 isn't superior.
It's not running. that's my.
Are you arguing your 240 versus his 240?
No, I'm just
because right now his is winning. As much as I hate to say it,
my
Volvo is winning.
Sick as fuck.
Yours looks cooler. I'll give you that.
What the fuck?
His is still winning though. A running car is always cooler than a non-running car. I'm sorry. You agree with that statement! We were just talking about this statement the other day, and you agreed to what I just fucking said.
I think the beauty of the Volvo, though, is I can have a dirty air filter, a burnt-down wiring harness, no idle screw, and loads of other issues, and I can still get to the track.
That's true.
That's very true.
I don't think a lot of cars can be so problematic, yet reliable.
Drive your cars, people.
Yeah.
Drive your fucking cars.
I don't even have an energy to argue with you.
I take that as a win.
An
thank
energy?
That's why I wait till it's after 8 o'clock to argue with Joby.
That's why you always come over at 10 p.m.
On a school night?
It is a school night.
It is a school night. F1 movie coming out soon.
There is. Yeah. Are we gonna go watch it all together?
Yeah.
When does it come out?
I've been told.
No idea.
I've been told that it's not. You gotta take it like with a grain of salt.
Okay, I think everybody's getting way too fucking hyped up about this movie. I don't think it's gonna be that good or that realistic.
No.
And everybody's saying it is. You have to go in with zero expectations. I think if you go in with zero expectations, that would be a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing with Need for Speed. A lot of people got really excited about that movie when it first came out, and then,
Need for Speed was bad.
Is Need for Speed, no, what's the one that came out recently?
Ferrari?
No. The one with the GTRs, about the sim racing kid that became a race car driver?
I think Need for Speed's the Koenigsegg one.
It
the
is.
The Gran Turismo. Yeah, no,
was it Gran
I,
Turismo? Yeah, it was
yeah.
Gran Turismo. Everybody got hyped up about that movie when it first came out, so it was really good. And then everybody watched it, and then nobody thought it was very good. I watched it way after everybody, and I went in with no expectations. And it was okay. I enjoyed watching it. I'm not going to watch it again,
but I
enjoyed watching it.
I saw a clip of it on Instagram at one point, and I was like, abso-fucking-ly
you just, everybody keeps hyping these movies up as, like, realistic, or
And it's like
the actual experience.
If that's what you want, just watch F1.
It's exactly. There is already a thing that describes modern F1 perfectly, and that is F1. And if you need more, then Drive to Survive is perfect because it's a docuseries. It's fantastically done.
If we're on,
so I think it'll be a good F1 movie.
I'm looking forward to the shots.
It's not going to be accurate. Like, some of the shots look really cool.
Yeah.
And like the way, like I'll give them props for how they did it, and they're recording in the actual paddock, and like.
I'm genuinely more excited to see the drivers in the movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see like Danny Rick on track.
Exactly. Right.
Carlos still in his Ferrari suit. Somebody said me watching the F1 movie, and Carlos stays at Ferrari the entire time. Face emoji.
Exactly. I'm excited for that. I don't think it's going to be...
I think it's going to be fine.
I think it'll be fine. But yes, Michael.
On the topic of controversial movies, Ferrari, an awful movie.
When did that come out?
A few years ago. Oh, I think it was pretty obviously like a rebuttal to the Ford versus Ferrari movie.
Mm.
But they blew their budget on the crash
scene.
And I recommend anybody... listening right now, Google Ferrari movie crash scene. It is...
I'll be doing that as soon as this is over.
It is fantastic.
It is
fantastic.
Way too accurate for a crash scene.
It is insane.
Upsetting.
Well, it's not accurate in the physics.
No.
But in the realistic looking, very accurate.
It is. Yes.
Not how gravity works, though.
No.
But
I also like that they changed it from they blew a tire to they hit a speed bump and lost control. And that's because it can't have been Ferrari's fault.
No.
That the car
can't be
crashed.
No. Yeah. Hot take, I actually really like the Need for Speed movie. I really liked it.
I haven't watched it.
Me too.
When
I watched it when I was 14.
Yes, exactly. It's been quite some years since I watched it, but I have watched it multiple times. It is like a weirdly nostalgic movie for me.
But that fucking cringe scene where they're taking the Shelby around the track and arguing about the top speed.
Yeah,
and
that
he's like,
was.
I can get it up there.
Super stupid, but yes.
Awfully
yeah.
good movie.
My favorite racing movie is Spy Kids 3.
Fair point. Fair point.
Star Wars. Episode 1.
Mm. Also, that's pod racing.
Also fair
yeah.
point. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sounds like you're driving a Civic. Or your Corolla.
No, it's
actually.
A pod racer.
Yeah.
My Corolla does not sound like that.
Well. Ashley had a take that I thought was hilarious. I don't know if it's a hot take or a cold steak.
Let's hear it.
She was arguing with somebody in the room, I can't remember who.
It's probably me. She argues everything I fucking do.
She argued that she is part of the S chassis family.
Because she's in an
SN95. Yeah.
The superior S chassis.
There's a superior S chassis and a superior 240.
None of them are
and
Nissan.
They're different cars.
Oh my god.
Jovi?
She's too late in my podcast more often.
I think it was Kyle.
I think it was the night that everybody was over.
Yeah,
yeah
she was razzing
Kyle.
Him and she was like, we're buddies, we're both like in the S chassis family. And he was like, no, we're not.
That's true.
I do think
to be fair, again, in the battle of which car is better, I'm sorry, Kyle, but I gotta pick the Mustang because it's running.
Yeah.
I do think SN95 is underrated.
Super underrated!
Super underrated.
That was probably going to be the chassis that I bought, I ended up buying, if I didn't find that G for how cheap I found it.
Yeah.
There was not a lot of other things that I could find consistently cheap that would check most of the boxes.
RX-8.
I wanted an RX-8, but they were too annoying to find. Because the cheap ones you have to buy immediately. Because they sell immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit on the money. I had to sell one car to buy the next car. And it had to be like at the same time.
Yeah,
or else
you couldn't
I was
just
carless.
Have 7 grand in your pocket.
Jovi was also carless. So I had to drive us both to work.
Well, you know what? Jovi has a car now. If you wanted to trade into an RX-8, now's your...
There would be a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
All I want is seat time, and there's no better car to get me seat time than the one that I currently have.
Yeah.
As much as I...
One of the boys
I don't know, it's growing at me. I want to say I hate VQs, but they're annoyingly good motors.
Yeah.
They work really well. Sound like shit, but they... Man, do they fucking work.
I have the ick from SN95s. I have two memories growing up being in them. And each time was in a friend's stepdad's car where he drove it to
different
stepdads. Yes. Each time was to a paintball birthday party, actually. And they both drove it obnoxiously. And ever since then I was like,
yeah.
Is that cool?
If you're older than the age of 30 and you drive an SN95 Mustang, you suck as a human being.
Yeah. Cool stepdad till you turn 15.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of the boys at work actually was talking to me today, and he was like, was that you driving the Infiniti the other day? And I was like, no. Yeah. And he was like asking me about it, like, what motor's in that thing? And just like making small talk. And I was like, yeah, man, I don't know. It's my roommate's car. Like, we trade cars. I took it, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, that's sick. That's really cool. And I was like, yeah, nice.
And is he a good coworker or a...
I like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we had a lot of...
Usually I would assume the other, or the latter.
Yeah, that's fair.
Somebody that likes VQs.
You got poor judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about my car?
It's quite nice to drive, actually.
I swear to God, every single fucking person... Every single fucking person that drives that car says the exact... Fred said the same thing. Fucking Harbach said the same thing.
Is it the sound really muffled on the inside? Because I swear driving it around, it was not nearly as loud as it sounds like when
it's pretty chill. Right now, it's especially horrible because my flex pipes are blown out.
Yeah.
And there's just a giant exhaust leak right below your feet.
Like, I feel like every time, like, I literally,
but it's, yeah, it's,
I hear you driving, like, up and down the street, and,
yeah.
But then I was driving it, and I was like, this is literally fine. Like, it's,
yeah.
It's like, louder than my car,
no,
obviously,
it's a comfortable car.
The only one not annoyed by the G is the driver.
Yeah,
it's not
pretty typical.
Well, I was like, is it driver? Like, is Ray just driving around at the top of first?
No.
Everywhere he goes.
I'm so embarrassed of the sound of that thing right now, I am short-shifting the ever-living shit out of it. It sounds awful right
Max
now.
Max just driving around at 6,000 RPM.
Yeah, you might have been. It does sound a lot better higher up in the revs. At lower RPM, it just...
And
bombs.
Single tip. VQ...
Yes, VQ owners, single tip.
Please.
And don't blow your flex pipes. But yeah, single tip sounds so much better. So much better. Still a VQ. It's still like a mid-tier sounding car when you do it right. Which is not great.
Even the ITB
oh,
350 that we have, like, that...
Don't get me started.
Like, it's sick, but it still doesn't sound as good as, like...
No, but I want...
A lot of other things.
Fucking... Oh.
It's sick.
I want ITBs on my car so bad.
I love that it's a convertible.
No.
I...
You're so wrong.
I really want a convertible. I would not buy a convertible 350Z, though.
I think
that... Hot top of the world.
If... You know what? If I had a garage that I could park my convertible 350Z in, I would drive a convertible 350Z. I would never, ever, ever put the top up. They look so fucking hideous with the top up. So bad. They're not great with the top down, but they're horrible with the top up.
If they're not great with the top down, then why would you own it?
They're like pretty good with the top down.
No, they're not.
If you do it right, I think they're fine.
You just went from they're not great to, oh, they're fine.
Like, there's better convertibles.
Like S2000 or a Miata are the only two that are like acceptable with tops down.
It's true.
That was a beautiful era in the mid-2000s, though, where like car manufacturers were trying to convince poor people to buy convertibles, so they were putting them on everything.
Yeah, so Nissan made a convertible Murano.
Yes, and it ruins my day every time I remember it.
Awful.
Or Citroen made like a it's a weird convertible. It's not quite a convertible.
We didn't get that here.
You're talking about the one that they had on Top Gear?
Maybe.
In the episode when they fit a bunch of dogs in the convertibles?
No.
With the Fiat 500?
Oh.
It's like a C3 or something. No, it's a C3 and it's like all the pillars stay up, but like right down the middle it all rolls down.
Oh, yeah. Fiat did the same thing.
The Citroen was really ugly.
So was the Fiat 500. But it's the same thing where it's just the center of the roof that goes down.
Yeah, and it goes all the way down to
the
back.
Yeah, like all the way to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did that in... They had those cars on Top Gear. And they were in, I want to say, Rome. And they fit a bunch of dogs. And I think they fit a bunch of humans in the Fiat 500, too. They're all just standing in it.
The Murano Cross Cabriolet.
Horrible. I think that is a very high contender for one of the worst vehicles ever made.
Yeah.
Cross Cabriolet, Juke, Pontiac Aztec.
Hot take.
I will argue that the Pontiac Aztec is
a good,
horrible car. Yeah.
That was the one that they had?
Actually, I don't know if they had that one on Top Gear. I know the Fiat was on Top Gear and it was a similar style, but it was a Fiat.
So it's called the Citroen C3 Pluriel. It was made from 2003 to 2010.
The Pluriel? That was definitely on Top Gear. I've heard...
That was a good episode.
I've heard them say it.
So
yeah,
if you're curious what it looks like, that's what it looks like. Yeah, because you can take the pillars off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it looks even uglier.
You definitely can't do that in the Fiat.
It looks even uglier.
Yeah, you can once, wow. You're right. Wow, that is awful. It's like a ladybug chopped in half.
I don't hate it.
Horizontal.
Something.
What?
There's
she's
something.
Saying that to wind me
it's
out.
Just
she hates
no, it. I don't hate it.
Cars where the convertible was an afterthought.
Awful.
It's you know, but it's hard not to love them. You know, because like
so
somebody,
I'm, I, there is always something deep down at cars like that where I'm happy that it exists.
I'm so happy
someone
bought it.
Someone was stupid enough to greenlight that project, and it happened.
Well, someone else was stupid enough to buy it.
Somebody was stupid enough to buy it.
Like, think of the joy we get when we point at a convertible Nissan Murano and there's a 45-year-old single mom with their hair blowing in the wind. That's happiness you don't get anywhere else.
I don't know if I'd call it happiness.
Joy.
It's kind of satisfaction.
Also, Kia Soul. Kia Soul's
I'm so glad they're out of production.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, where's the champagne?
Was that from this year?
End of last year.
Okay.
Ford Flex.
Good job, Kia. You're moving up in the world.
Ford Flex
was
no! Fuck you guys. Ford Flexes are sick.
Wow.
Ford Flexes are cool.
You killed him.
I have had this conversation with Jovi.
I hate this conversation.
This is a rough
Ford Flexes are cool.
Jovi.
I like Ford Flexes. They're stupid, but they're cool.
They're the last of the brick
you know
era
what?
Vehicles,
they,
I guess.
Yes,
they
are
like
a brick
someone
vehicle.
Someone tried to make like a really modern toaster.
I always...
They designed it on AutoCAD and just had so much fun with all the functions, but couldn't get further than a box.
Yeah, it's
awesome. Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a modern
Volvo. It is the last of the boxy cars, for one. And boxy cars will always be somewhat cool to me. For two, this only happened recently, to be fair. I think it's the 3.5 liter in those.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the swap?
The twin turbo 3.5 liters that are in those.
Mm-hmm.
Those have gained a lot of popularity in modifying them. And so there's a lot of off-the-shelf parts that you could make a really fast toaster.
There's a guy in the States who has... He won't post engine bay pics, but he only posts dyno sheets. And he has, I believe, like...
What a douchebag.
The twin turbo.
He's gatekeeping his Ford Flex on the dyno.
I believe what... If I recall correctly, his claim was it's an all-wheel drive twin turbo V8, like from a Mustang or something in there. And it's pushing
so he's put Kaio
like between 500 to 1,000, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, twin turbo Kaio would do over 500 very easily.
I guarantee he's bullshitting.
I don't think so. I think he's having too much fun with it. And it looks regular. And he only posts like basic pictures of it. Like, it's not an interesting Instagram if you don't know what
is
going
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Ford Flexes are not in the shit tier list. In the
I would rather.
I understand why people don't like Ford Flexes, but I don't think it is on the cars that are absolutely horrible and never should have existed.
I was gonna say I'd rather have a Ford Multipla than the Ford Flex, but sorry, the Fiat Multipla. But like, I no, I wouldn't do that.
I've never heard of...
I'm just thinking in my head, how can I make a Fiat Multipla cool? And I was like, no.
I've never heard Jovi love a car because he hates it, which is weird. I feel like everybody's got a car that they think is so stupid that it brings them joy.
Yeah, Citroen 2CV.
Is that it?
Can you stop talking about cars that didn't come in our main demographic?
Now everybody knows You don't know what a 2CV is?
That's the one that can't tip over, right?
Yeah, it has the hydraulic suspension because they used to drive them over fields. They didn't want to smash all the eggs in the back.
Yeah, they do like competitions.
Also on Top Gear.
Yeah.
So that's like... That's the British version of Initial D.
Driving your eggs over the field.
It's French. It's the French version.
It's the French version
and
of Initial D.
And it's such a French-looking car.
It's a French-looking car. Now I know what you're talking about.
Like, I hate it. Like, it's fucking ugly, and it's slow, and there's, like, there's no good trait about it. Like, it's got fucking 3 lug nuts on each wheel. Like, it's stupid.
What?
And I'm pretty sure it's, like, drum brakes all the way around. Like, it's dumb as fuck. It drives on bicycle wheels. But it's so cool.
I don't think I've seen Jovi talk this passionately about beans.
Beans are the best. Beans is God's motto.
Beans.
So much so that I gapped Marco's car this weekend.
Okay, that's a...
I?
You, what did you get to do?
I gapped Ray in the Volvo.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Pride.
Yeah.
Did you say happy Pride?
To me or him? I got to drive Corey's R32 GTR.
You drove Smokey?
I drove Smokey back from Driven.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How was that?
Really fun. Yeah, it was pretty incredible. It was very fun.
It was stood at the event like before we went in, and Corey showed up, and we're all stood like near his car, and I just see smoke coming from the front wheel.
Oh yeah.
And we're all like, okay, and I was like, Corey, how fast were you going when you got here? And he's like, oh no, like I was just cruising. I was like, okay, because your front brakes are smoking. And he's like, oh no, yeah, I did race a couple guys on the way.
Yeah. The turbo lag is insane.
It's...
Like, if there was any amount of traffic, I didn't get into boost. And I could rev out first to like 4 or 5 grand, and I would not touch boost. At like a quarter throttle. Like, that is a ginormous turbo. I've never felt that. I knew it was there, but
well,
never...
It was the same with Marco's car.
But it was really nice, because you could just drive it normally.
Yeah.
Dog shit slow. With no boost, dog shit slow. Holy fuck. But, like, yeah, you could just drive it completely normally and never touch boost, and it'll drive around town phenomenally.
It's not in
so
boost,
easy
it's
to drive.
Still a 40-year-old Nissan.
Yes. The only difference of boost and not boost is just it's a 40-year-old Nissan with 30 PSI of boost in it, however much that turbo makes. But, yeah, it was very fun, very cool. Weirdly, I'm not that into GTRs, so it's never really like a childhood dream to drive an R32, but definitely a goal fulfilled for sure.
I've never driven one hard, but like
I got into boost a couple times, but I was not about to learn how to drive a fast car on a 700 wheel horsepower GTR.
Last year I drove David Gill something, can't remember his name.
Is he a fish?
He's got a black R34 GTT, I think, that he...
GTST or GTT?
I don't remember. It was automatic and NA, I think, when he got it, imported it, and now it's, like, turbo build, manual.
Oh, okay.
But the whole time, too scared to, like, drive it.
Yeah.
Like, just, like...
My only gripe with R34s is the stock seats suck. Like, the base of the stock seats are so uncomfortable.
I really don't like R34s. I don't...
I love them.
I think R34s are really nice.
They're just such...
Like, they're a nice car-ish, but, like, I don't think they look particularly incredible. I'm not a huge RV person, so I don't.
They're so overrated.
They're incredibly overrated. But even, like, minus the overratedness, I still... There's a lot of cars I would pick over that.
I love them because, like, they look like... If I was 6 years old and you told me to draw a picture of a car, it would probably turn out looking like an R34.
Yeah,
just,
like, yeah,
not a lot
fair.
Going on there. It's just a car.
It's just a car. Like, it's, I don't... I, yeah, I,
so
I,
well done.
I get more excited to see an R32 or an R33.
Every time I've driven an R32, though, I always go... Like, I get out afterwards and I'm like, man, I really do love driving R32s.
Yeah, I really enjoyed driving it.
It was such a pleasure.
Really
to drive.
Easy to drive. It was really comfortable. It was fucking quiet. Like, the loudest thing about that was the fucking fuel pumps, and that's just because it makes 700 horsepower.
Yeah.
Like, but other than that, it was fucking chilling, like super comfy. And it was, yeah, I did really enjoy. I would rather drive one than look at it.
Rico's R34 is gorgeous, though.
The half
drive dry carbon one.
Oh yes, that thing is incredible.
That's the one in the shop with the sign that says "Don't touch."
I don't think it had that. It was at the Fake Hero booth at Driven.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The dry carbon front end.
Yeah.
Are you thinking Carbon Z?
Yes. Oh no, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Carbon Z.
No, we've never touched his GTR as far as I know.
No, that was built by Jesse at Speedtech.
Yeah, I thought so.
R33s, I think, are underrated.
100%. They are my favorite Skyline.
Yeah.
Between R33 and R35, or sorry, R32 and R35, they are my favorite Skyline.
I can't remember the tail lights.
31.
I like the rear ones more. Yeah, 31. The older ones are better.
I was very, very, very close to buying one. And I still regret it to this day.
I love that the R31 came in, like, a base model with, like, a carburetor, 4-cylinder, 60 horsepower.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
There was a guy that I followed on Instagram for a long time. He had an R31 on bronze. It was black with bronze Watanabes.
That's sick.
That wasn't Eric's, was it? Because I think Eric had a nice R31 a while ago.
He did. Eric did used to have an
R31. Eric?
Fake Eric.
No.
A long time
ago.
It
was a Hacko.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was a 71.
Oh.
Oh.
Nice. He sold it for, like, stupid.
Does he still have his NSX?
Yes.
Yeah. And he peeled the wrap off it, and it took all the paint off it with it, too.
That way it has.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's why no one's seen it.
That sucks.
When he did the wrap, I was cruising up to. We had agreed to meet up to cruise up to Calgary for whatever show it was, and he had told us he's like I got a wrap for tomorrow. He's like, I got something coming, and literally the day before the show he had wrapped it. He pulls up to Bubble Tea, and it's just anime titties in front of my face.
Yeah,
that guy
like
loves
8 a.m.
tits.
His booth is just anime titties.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Every year progressively that we've seen his booth, it's gotten more and more tit related.
And they're getting bigger.
And they're getting bigger, yes.
He's awesome. And he's like at Animathon and stuff with his cars.
Yeah.
Eric is sick.
I think he does more anime
he's
events.
Also
than
a
he says he has
yeah.
a better time and makes more money at anime conventions than he does.
He's also a DJ.
He's also his full time job's an engineer for the city of Edmonton, I think.
Really?
I think he said he was a chemical engineer.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do I keep learning more fun facts about him?
He knew the paint on the NSX was bad, and that's why he wrapped it.
Mm.
Like, he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So.
Get this man on the podcast.
He is the best.
Yeah, I miss Eric. I didn't have a chance to say hi to him at Driven, but I saw him at
Midnight Rev Up.
Midnight, yeah.
I like, he's always got, like, the people at his booths are always, like, the best people, too. Like,
yeah.
He had Cam a few years ago, and Cam with the MX-6 is great shit, and, like, very friendly group of people. Miller's always with him.
Did we say where we're going?
don't call it a comeback? No? How does nobody understand what I'm saying right now? Where we are going as a group in August.
Oh.
Yes.
Tunisburg.
Did we talk about that already?
I feel like we mentioned it at the beginning.
Yeah, you didn't even tell me about it.
By the way, Matt.
We mentioned it in passing earlier during our, like, conversation with Slurpees, but, like, you didn't actually say to me, Mac, we are doing this.
Okay, well, we are currently in conversation and works of being at Tuna Spirit, so hopefully by next episode, we will have some sort of confirmation.
Yes.
Please support us. We're trying so hard right now.
Yes.
For the last 6 hours.
Yep.
We're so back.
No, this year has been kind of like lingering on me to get going again. And
every time, you know what? There's a pattern here. Every time Jovi gets a new outfit, he gets really motivated about Soul Corp. It happened last time
because the
pool boy shirt that he's wearing in the announcement video.
Yeah,
it was
that
a
was
new
brand
outfit.
New.
That was a fresh outfit. And then yesterday he had a new outfit, or he got a new outfit at the mall.
And today it's been all Soul Corp all day.
Yep.
No, I got some pep talks. So
I walked in the house today and Jovi was a new man. I was like, "Your hair looks great." Like, he looked
Damn.
Like a whole new model.
Fuck yeah.
He's dressing younger.
I feel old.
It's a midlife crisis. Is that what this
Jovi is having a midlife crisis?
I got out of the car the other day and my hip just... insane pain in my hip. From just getting out of the car.
That seems about right.
And then my shoulder yesterday when I got out of the car.
Yeah. And your hip the other day when we went to go pick up that engine.
Yeah.
The day Jovi buys an automatic, we'll put him down. It's too far for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like driving automatics.
This is a question for everybody, but mostly Jovi. If your legs were gone for some reason, would you go through the effort of getting, like, the paddle set?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the States, it's drag racing, so everyone probably hates him. But he's he is a paraplegic, and he's got a drag truck or car, and it's called Lunchbox, and it's very cool, and I'm pretty sure it's, like, a proper manual still.
So, how do I say this without being offensive?
I don't think he listens to the podcast.
In other news, there's a guy in Lethbridge who is no legs, and he drifts quite well. He goes to the States all the time.
Well, Rob Parsons has been in a wheelchair for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from near Lethbridge, I believe.
Yeah, no, that's who I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't visit the States all the time. He lives in the States.
Oh, he lives there, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was born and raised Lethbridge, as far as I know.
I think a lot of people would know who he is. He was on Hoonigan quite a while.
Yeah, that's
quite a
right.
lot in, like, 2016.
Yeah.
He's very good friends with her. If you don't know who Hurt is, he was with the Hoonigan.
If you don't know who Hurt is, don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Can you drive with prosthetic legs?
That's true. I wonder if it's a loose object in your car.
Hopefully it's not loose. Otherwise you wouldn't be walking on it.
I
just mean, like, would you be able to have, like, the pedal control? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, like, to use them as...
Like,
I thought you meant just have them on.
I think it would, like, depend... If it's, like, below knee... I feel like you would have a little bit.
I don't know
of,
what
like,
I don't
maybe.
Know what the ankle mobility is like on those bad boys.
You could like get like.
I feel like I
would
you want to.
You
can
get
different attachments.
Swappable feet. Yeah. Just bolt them straight to the pedals.
It's like it's like when you clip the clip ins on bike. But you like clip in with the pedals in the car.
I feel like you wouldn't want to though because you have no feeling.
That's what I'm saying. You
like,
have,
it'd be
like,
so hard to modulate
throttle.
You,
yeah.
you could make it,
yeah,
like, quite high resistance. Like,
yeah.
put, like, a really heavy spring on it, because you're modulating
That's
it
true.
With your hip. You know what I mean?
Well, you couldn't.
We're gonna have, like a new parts unboxing, and it's gonna be his titanium hip.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have a friend who's double amputee. I've been meaning to teach him to drive. So, we'll get him to drift the Volvo and see how that is.
There was so many leaps in so many places in that sentence.
Are you short enough to act as his legs?
Has he... Okay,
I'm 2 feet taller than him.
How... Okay, thanks for listening. That was all a setup for that joke, wasn't it? Yeah, it was!
I've been holding that in for weeks.
You've been standing on it? That is pretty much an hour. So,
any closing statements?
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Hashtag big things coming.
Yeah, hashtag big things coming. Probably, yeah, I don't know. Go follow us everywhere.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yep.
Anything?
Follow the Volvo build at Volvo.
No.
There won't be any updates because I don't have a phone, so you can see all the old stuff.
Goodbye, everybody.